All right. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. You know, the Club World Cup is getting very, very close, and you need to pick up some tickets. You can go to FIFA.com/tickets. It's pretty simple. And if you go to FIFA Club World Cup on Instagram, if you use the hashtags FIFA CWC as well, hashtag gifted by FIFA. Let me just tell you about a couple of the events here. Match 7 at the Hard Rock Stadium down in Miami is going to be Boca Juniors versus Benfica. I've seen Benfica play before. They are the New York Yankees of Portugal, to put them in American sporting terms. And I remember seeing them play in the 80s in San Jose, and they were playing against the Bay Blackhawks in an exhibition. And I remember the Portuguese fans came in. I remember there was this old man just crying, and he kept going, "Benfica, Benfica," tears rolling down his face. And Boca Juniors, of course, they play at the Bombonera, the chocolate box. And you think about the great Boca players through the years. Diego Armando Maradona. That's a great game. You look at Orlando, Ulsan HD versus Mamelodi Sundowns. Now, I can go into the history of these teams if you would like, but this is the kind of things that you should find out, you should discover for yourself. And this is why a lot of times, you know, in March Madness, we might get a team or three that were like, what the heck college is that? You know, like in the baseball regionals, they had South Carolina Upstate. Never heard of them. But these teams, these are champion teams. These are classic, amazing teams from their country. And this is why you have to include the whole world in a Club World Cup, just as match 10 in Seattle at Lumen Field, where the Seahawks play. It's River Plate versus Urawa Red Diamonds. And I remember when the J-League formed in, what was that, 92? And Nagoya Grampus 8 signed Gary Lineker, and he was going over there. And Grampus, killer whale, and Nagoya's lucky number was 8. And I just know some people who a couple months ago went to see Kyoto and also San Freche, San meaning three in Japanese, and Freche meaning arrows, the three arrows. And River Plate, you talk about another classic team, and you think about that sash that goes across the front, so iconic. And then one more I got to mention, and if you're in California, this is match 3. This is going to be Sunday, June 15th at noon at the Rose Bowl. Of course, the Rose Bowl was where the World Cup final took place, the World Cup that I worked at here in San Francisco. And Baggio hitting that penalty over the crossbar, giving Brazil the World Cup championship. That game, match 3, will be Paris Saint-Germain versus Atletico de Madrid. So, Atleti, as they're called, and you think about Diego Simeone, he's been there forever now, former Argentine player as a manager. They're sort of known as the working man's team in Madrid. Now, they play at a fantastic stadium as well. In fact, that's where Tottenham lost the Champions League final to Liverpool back in 2019. But they are a massive, massive club. But when you talk about Real Madrid, who we'll see as well, the Galacticos, the Bernabeu, the Stadium of Light, and then Atleti is like, those are the flash fancy guys. We're the working man's team. Like, all right, they still are rich and spend a lot of money. Great team. And then you talk about PSG, and PSG is the team in France now. And for a long time, it was L'Homme, Olympique de Marseille, or just Marseille. And the great teams they had there were that Champions League final, the Basile Boli goal, and then the Bernard Tapie controversy. But yeah, it was all about Marseille, and then it was about Olympique Lyonnais, or Lyon. Lyon was the team. But in the last, do I go back 10 years? PSG has really risen. Now, PSG isn't even that old of a club. PSG didn't even form until 1970. Before that, it was a team called Racing Club Paris. They were sort of like the fancy team in Paris. But you could just say Les Parisiens, the Parisians, or Les Rouges et Bleus, the red and blue. And, of course, playing at the Parc des Princes as well. That's near the Seine. If you go up more north to the Saint-Denis, that's the national team stadium. I once stayed right next to that's that neighborhood too, Saint-Denis. But PSG, just since they formed in 1970, are now the most decorated club in Le Championnat de France, Ligue 1 history, and they are the biggest club. But that was a merger between Paris FC and Stade Saint-Germain, and so they just put them together. And I always love hearing the history of this. Like, normally, back in the day, when your team was called United, you took all the little teams and you said, let's form one super team. But in Manchester, they're not United because you have Manchester City. You could say Leeds United, Newcastle United. You go to the East End, West Ham United. Maybe. So that term isn't as big as it was, but just so many great names. Like if you think about Sheffield United, they're not because there's Sheffield Wednesday. Why are they called that? Well, for the guys who were down in the pits, the coal miners, there were some guys that got Saturdays off, and there were some that got Sundays, and then there was a group of miners that got Wednesdays off. And so that group, that was the only day they could play football, and so they formed soccer teams. And they were called Sheffield Wednesday, now the Owls of Hillsborough. Such great tradition, just up and down the line. I think the was it Sampresi and Andrea Doria formed Sampdoria? They just took them and threw them together. They play at the Estadio Luigi Ferraris in Genoa, which is also where Genoa plays. And I loved Sampdoria back in the day when they had David Platt, one of my favorite players from Italia 90. There's nothing more rich and dripping with history. And then you throw in the international flavor. And then you think about all these guys who play for other countries who come in and then play for your club team. And that's why it's always interesting when you see like Arsenal and Tottenham players together for England, right? Or Man United and Man City, or Sunderland and Newcastle players. Pick your rivalry, right? Leicester and Notts Forest. And then they come together to play for their country. Well, that's going to happen next summer at the FIFA World Cup. This summer is a brand new thing. It's a Club World Cup. And, you know, a lot of times brand new things can be, risky and fringy. This isn't. This has the backing of FIFA and the world. And look, there are a lot of teams. I look at, there are a couple teams from the Prem that Man United already went to the Far East. I know Everton's coming to Atlanta. That happens a lot. I've seen Tottenham play here in the Bay Area a couple times, once in San Francisco, twice in San Jose. And I saw them play in San Diego. But those are just sort of off-season, let's get acclimated and get some more cash. Oh, no. This is the real deal. You will see all the big stars in this. And once again, do not delay. Make sure that you can get your tickets by going to FIFA.com/tickets. And this is an amazing opportunity as well to not just see these teams, which maybe once in a lifetime will come to your hometown, but they're actually playing all the players. You know, this is not spring training like baseball. You will see, because these teams want to win and they're proud, and they'll get the competitive juices flowing. So stay tuned for your chance to win. I'll be giving away tickets to Match day 3, that's the one, Paris Saint-Germain versus Atleti. Match day 10, River Plate versus Red Diamonds. Also the Ulsan HD, Mamelodi Sundowns. That's in Orlando. Match day 11, and then match 7, Boca Juniors Benfica in Miami. I'll be giving those away. How about that? FIFA.com/tickets. Club World Cup. Come on back.